Welcome to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, and connected to the miraculous energy of unconditional love that I call Mother Mary. If you're a highly sensitive, highly creative entrepreneur or light worker, and you want to magnify your impact and your intuition, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Reverend Frances Faden, interfaith minister, intuitive coach, and author of Meditation is Friendship with God. I can't wait to share miraculous stories, books, meditations, messages, and interviews with other miraculous lightworkers just like you. Are you ready to magnify your miracles? What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, my miraculous friend, and welcome to another episode of the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. This is Reverend Frances Faden, and I'm just popping in at the beginning of this episode to let you know this is actually an encore presentation of episode number 32, which is Love Yourself and Heal the World with the Prayer of St. Francis. And I wanted to release this again for you. It's way back from a couple years ago when I was first starting out on the podcast. And we were all going through a really challenging time. And Mother Mary kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, remind them of this beautiful tool of the Prayer of St. Francis. So since Mother Mary has been encouraging all of us to focus on being the energy of peace rather than praying for peace, praying from peace, this is another tool that you can use that you may have either forgotten about or maybe you never listened to episode number 32. Either way, I wanted to introduce this to you again. So this is actually my version of the Prayer of St. Francis, which regularly goes, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. It's a little bit of a different twist on it. So I hope you enjoy listening to this episode. If you listened to it before, I hope you enjoy revisiting it and listening again. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. As always, I love to hear your thoughts about it. Thanks so much, my friend. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hello, my miraculous friend, and welcome to another episode of the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I am Reverend Frances Faden. I'm so grateful to get to spend this time with you. Today, we're going to be talking about a really beautiful topic of how to love yourself and how that love can really heal the world through a beautiful, beautiful tool known as the Prayer of St. Francis. I'll be telling you more about that in just a minute. But let's do what I always like to do, which is to take a few deep breaths together, just really get ourselves grounded and centered, allowing ourselves to just let go of whatever happened before we tuned in, whatever might be happening afterwards. And again, if you're in a car, please keep your eyes open, but you can always bring your awareness to your breath. And as we focus on that energy of our breathing, noticing our awareness starting to come alive, our mind starting to settle down just a bit, we feel that just the beginning of that feeling of peace, knowing that it is always present within us, whenever we give ourselves permission to slow down. And as we are preparing ourselves to receive whatever it is that we need to hear today, whatever this message, however this message might bless you, knowing that it's going to bless you abundantly. Let's take one more deep breath in gratitude. And we can begin. All right, my friend. Well, hello, hello once again, and welcome. I'm really so grateful to be able to share this message with you today because I think it's really, really important. We're talking about a concept that is crucial, I think, at this point in time. I think it's always crucial for all of us. But this concept of world peace and self-love, and how are they connected? How are those two things connected? How can we really heal the world? When we look around and we see what's going on in the news, it can be just so utterly heartbreaking. And it can leave us feeling powerless, like what can we do? As if there's nothing we can do. But the truth is there is so much that we can do. And I really believe that whatever is happening on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Even if you don't see how that's possible, even if you think, well, that can't be true, it's actually a spiritual law. As above, so below. As without, so within. has to be that way. And so what can we do? We can always start with ourselves, and we can start with loving ourselves. As you know, I'm a big fan of Louise Hay, who's the founder of Hay House Publishing and wrote a beautiful book called You Can Heal Your Life. And if we were just to boil that book down to one sentence, it would be, you can heal your life by learning to love yourself. And that loving yourself is always the answer, learning how to be kind to yourself. Now you might say, well, that's easy to say, but how do I do that? And I'm going to share with you a beautiful tool that I've used, and you may know it as the prayer of St. Francis. It begins with, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. You probably have heard this. It's been set to music many, many times. The interesting thing about this prayer is nobody knows if it's actually truly attributed to St. Francis. It's not in any of his writings, but it's known as the peace prayer or the prayer of St. Francis. So we forget that in these times that we're in, whenever we're in great challenging times, that we can call upon the divine and ask the divine to make us bigger, to make us stronger, to make us up to the task in front of us, rather than saying, well, that's too big for me. We can actually say, okay, God, this looks really too big for me, but make me bigger. Make me bigger than my circumstances. Show me the answer to this thing I'm seeing on the outside, whatever that might be. And so the prayer of St. Francis speaks to this, and I'm going to read it to you first, and then I'm going to read you my adaptation, which I like to call the prayer of Reverend Francis, because St. Francis is, he's definitely one of my patron saints, but I've reimagined this prayer in a way that really works for me. So first, let me read you the prayer of St. Francis, and you'll recognize it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offense, let me bring pardon. Where there is discord, let me bring union. Where there is error, let me bring truth. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Master, let me not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that one receives, and it is in self-forgetting that one finds. It is in pardoning that one is pardoned, and it is in dying that one is raised to eternal life. So that is an English translation from the French, and it is such a beautiful prayer. You can just feel the vibration of that prayer. But one of the things I noticed about this prayer is there's a little bit of an assumption, and there's an assumption that you have love and truth and faith and hope to bring. Now, we can always ask for these things. We can ask God to make us even bigger. But I think that there's a step that comes before this step. There's a step that we all need to have before we can really embody this energy of being an instrument of peace. And this is where I have reimagined this prayer. I call it the reimagined prayer of St. Francis, otherwise known as the prayer of Reverend Francis. And so I'm going to read it to you now. And again, I'm just offering this to you as a tool that you can use. I will put this, a PDF of this, in the show notes so that if you want to download it, you can. I find it to be really helpful because for me, historically and even today, loving myself is the most difficult thing. It's the most difficult thing. And so I would love to be an instrument of peace, but if I don't have peace in my heart, how can I give it? I would love to be able to be the energy of love, but if I don't have love for myself, then how can I give it? right? You understand where I'm going with this. So here, just take this in. Let yourself listen to this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where I have hated myself, help me to love myself as you do. Where I have injured myself, help me to forgive myself as you do. Where I have doubted myself, help me to have faith in myself as you do. Where I have despair within me, reveal your hope. Where I have darkness within me, reveal your light. Where I have sadness within me, reveal your joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console myself, to be understood as to understand myself, to be loved as to love myself. For it is in opening and receiving your love, light, and forgiveness that I become your instrument of peace. Amen. So I hope that you can feel the energy in that prayer, in that reimagined prayer. Both prayers are beautiful, and I encourage you to go to these prayers during these really challenging times that are so hard for us as highly sensitive people. I strongly encourage you to lean in. If you already have a strong self-love, then use this prayer of St. Francis exactly as it is. But if it's difficult for you, then use this adapted prayer, because I truly, truly believe that as we love ourselves, we can become that channel of peace. Well, thank you so much, my friend. I just wanted to share that with you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review and let your friends know about it. And remember that the key to magnifying your miracles is to remember that your miracle is already here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I'm so grateful to be able to spend this time with you. If you want even more inspiration, feel free to visit my website, francisfaden.com or magnifyyourmiracles.com. And if you did enjoy this episode, I would really appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you connect with awesome podcasts. Remember, the key to magnifying your miracles is remembering that your miracle is already here.